The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
And shortly means right now. Rolene, how are you doing?
I thought you said shorty. I mean, we know that I'm only just making 5 foot, but really, definitely not a candidate to play volleyball with Santas or anybody else, unless I'm the ball, of course.
Oi, oi, oi. And I'm tall, eh? I'm very tall, but volleyball, I just never inherited the sporty genes. I've tried here and there. Boxing I enjoy, but the rest of it just never appealed to me. Now, can you just imagine, what's the weather like in Israel right now for people to be jumping around playing beach volleyball in Santa Claus outfits?
Well, the Santa Claus outfit would really help because, you know, it's long sleeve and it looks well padded, but it's chilly. It is winter. And this is a time of the year where our rainy season starts and it can be very, very cold and also very, very windy. We had some terrible winds over the weekend. But, this is December time. I know that for many it's quite difficult if you haven't been here before in December to kind of wrap your head around it. But, yeah, this is the situation and we're heading into winter. And believe it or not, we've even had snow in the past.
Oi, can you imagine that? And people don't picture that when it comes to the Middle East. They don't imagine that it does actually get chilly. Moving on to something more serious, but good in respect of the response by government. I believe that a lot of people have been vaccinated in Israel against COVID and that there's still more people, especially in the front line, that are set to be vaccinated. What's going on with that?
Well, it is quite extraordinary. What is now being called Operation Give a Shoulder, or in Hebrew, Mevtza Latet Katef, we've started our vaccination rollout. Now, I just want to say that at the moment, we have seen a rise in the amount of infections. In fact, over the last 24 hours, we had our highest numbers in 3 months, and hopefully this will start to come down with the lockdown and with people starting to behave themselves. But some very important news coming in today. One is that the mandatory quarantining in hotels has been scrapped. So this is following a little bit of an uprising by people who were in the hotels who had to be quarantined under instruction. That has now been scrapped. Also, we are still leading now by a far stretch the amount of vaccinations per capita. Yesterday, a record day of 100,000 vaccines. To date, we are over 500,000 people vaccinated, 21% of our over 60s, and now beginning with vaccinating teachers and soldiers. Also, the Rabin Square in Tel Aviv, which is the large open square, they will be setting up an open-air vaccination center with about 20 booths where Tel Avivians or whoever is eligible to receive vaccines in that area will be able to go there for their vaccines. Also, just announced and reported in Yediot Ahronot, one of the dailies, is that the health ministry has reached an understanding with the incoming tour operators association with Israel, which will start allowing for foreign tourist groups to be visiting or to start visiting in April. And this is for the first time in a year. But right now, the criteria are quite strict. And it will also depend on how far we are in our vaccination program. And just to note, listeners, this hasn't been formally approved, but what is being discussed is that tourists will be able to fill out a health declaration at our Ministry of Health website before getting approval for the trip. You would have to have a COVID-19 test less than 72 hours before the flight and have special health insurance and register a detailed list of places and times with the Israeli authorities in case quarantine is needed and any movements will be monitored. So quite stringent things in place, but at least we're starting to think about reviving our tourism industry. And, this is extremely important because I think this is one of the industries that has been the hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. And also, if you are just keeping score, Margaret Keenan, the lovely granny who's in her 90s, who's in a care facility. She's 90 years old. She was the very first person to receive the Pfizer vaccine outside of clinical trials. She has just had her second jab. So, Margaret, if you are listening to Chai FM, she could be Chad. I mean, we do have lots of listeners around the world. May you just go in good health.
Rolene, tell us, we've got elections coming up. They've been scheduled for either end of Feb or early March. What's going to happen with COVID? Are people not going to be nervous about confined spaces and voting?
Well, this is quite fascinating. First of all, at the moment, our elections are scheduled for the 23rd of March, barring a vote in the Knesset that changes the date. So in order to, you know, to make sure that anybody who has tested COVID positive or who is in bidud or what we call quarantine does have the ability to exercise the democratic right, we will be having a drive-through voting booth. Yes, only in Israel we will be having a drive-through voting booth. But the real drama has been what has been happening with all the parties. Now, all I can think of, Chad, is Oprah Winfrey when she said, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. It seems to be you get a party, you get a party, you get a party. Right now, the mayor of Tel Aviv, Ron Huldai, he has announced that he will be forming his own party, a more left-leaning party, and already causing a major upset by Justice Minister Avi Nissenkorn defecting from the blue and white to Huldai's party. Also, very controversially for the blue and white, and Benny Gantz, the chairman, is still debating whether or not he wants to continue with the blue and white himself, is the number two, Gabi Ashkenazi, who is our foreign minister at the moment. He will be leaving the party, and we really hope that whatever party he goes to, Ashkenazi retains his position as foreign minister. He's doing a great job. Another major loss for the blue and white is Michal Kotler-Wunsch. She is the MK in charge of Aliyah. She has been a tremendous, tremendous addition or holder of this portfolio. She has done phenomenal things in her short time or tenure at the or in this position, and she said she has to and is committed to serving with dignity and continuing her service. So major upsets there, along with those who are defecting from the Likud to go to Sa'ar's new party, and that includes very, very controversial a crossing of the barriers last week of Ze'ev Elkin, a former confidant of Prime Minister Netanyahu and one of his major strategists. He has decided he will go across to Sa'ar's party. And Sa'ar announcing today that should his party be successful, he will make sure that they will push for legislation that will limit the terms of a prime minister to only 8 years, which is technically two terms. But hey, Chad, sure. As we've seen, four elections in under 2 years. Who knows how long that tenure could be?
True that. So, Rolene, talking about the lady minister who was in charge of Aliyah, how did Aliyah affect South Africa and the rest of the world in respect of people wanting to go to Israel in 2020?
Well, at the moment, the Jewish Agency for Israel have released their figures, and they have said slightly over 20,000 people from 70 different countries, including, of course, South Africa, have made Aliyah. And this is a 59% drop, but considering we're in the middle of a massive global pandemic, it's quite an achievement. Hopefully, with the vaccine process and hopefully with, you know, tourism and flights starting to hopefully resume in the first quarter of next year, we will see those numbers increase. And it's estimated that we could see between the next 3 to 5 years, 250,000 people deciding to make Aliyah. So, yeah. You know, this is Israel, and as difficult as it is and with all the challenges, life is still going on, people still coming home.
Rolene Marks, thank you so much and congratulations. It's your decade since you made Aliyah. We'll be chatting
tomorrow. It is my decade.
We're going to be chatting again tomorrow. And for those that want to follow you. I know that you have reached your friend limit on Facebook. So I hope that you launch a separate page so that all the listeners can follow you as well and see your life and times in Israel.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.